Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. Pleasure to have you with us today, and a pleasure to welcome to our special broadcast, Close Up Radio, Abby Jones. We're highlighting her today of MedPaper and EcoP. We're going to talk about what that is in just a moment. Now, if you think about the qualities an entrepreneur needs, you will soon understand how Abby Jones became one herself. When Abby Jones launched her company, MedPaper, and its flagship product, EcoP, she left a lucrative career in pharmaceutical sales to take a risk. She was also a single mother, and she started it just before the pandemic. Now, it all worked out, and the MedPaper team is now pursuing a patent on a second invention. Her first product, EcoP, is a paper funnel that facilitates the collection of urine samples. The concept of controlling the urine stream while staying clean is something women can immediately associate with, and something that makes even more sense now that cleanliness precautions are a top priority. Abby's flagship product was named EcoP for several reasons, the foremost being a desire to lessen the amount of plastic used and discarded. As we know, plastic is everywhere in our world, and it ends up in the rivers, the oceans, and so much more. So she's really thinking about, you know, the earth and the climate and so much more in a beautiful way. Abby cautions entrepreneurs to take their time developing, modifying, and manufacturing a product. You see, sometimes people rush right into it, the excitement of it, and then you have to step back and slow down a little bit. She notes that working with paper is not always easy since it's not a very malleable material, and that her current product went through several tweaks. Doing the initial research and the trials and soliciting feedback were also important steps in product development. And Abby knows that having an idea, patenting it, and then manufacturing it are just the tip of the iceberg. There's a long road of legal and financial and marketing work ahead, work that often requires the input of expert collaborators. The website is www.med, that's M-E-D, medpaper.us. That's medpaper.us. Really fascinating story, and that's an inspiring one for those listening who are entrepreneurs or soon to be entrepreneurs as well. My pleasure to welcome live and direct from Northport, Alabama, Abby Jones. Abby, thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you for joining us today. You know, obviously, you're an entrepreneur, and you created a very useful medically related product for women, and you had this aha moment yourself in a doctor's office while pregnant with your third child. Tell us a bit about that and what actually occurred and what ensued during all of that.
Well, yes, I have three children, and I knew, you know, the first pregnancy, it was difficult being fully pregnant, 9 months pregnant, and, you know, you walk in an office and they hand you that little cup and ask for a urine sample, but when you can't see your toes, that is a difficult task. It's an unspoken problem, if you will, but I just remember looking at that cup and thinking, what am I going to do with this? And it was a disaster. And then my second child, the same thing, third child, and it actually would leave, you know, a mess. or I couldn't get enough in the cup. And so it was a little embarrassing. And to be honest, I really thought I was the only person in the entire world that really couldn't handle this thing. It's so unspoken and we don't talk about it. But then I did. I did start talking to people and asking, you know, around, and I quickly realized I am indeed not the only person struggling with this. It is a wide variety of people who struggle with this, and I just thought, this is ridiculous, and there has got to be a better way. And so that started me on this journey.
Mm. That's very inspiring. You know, when you have an opportunity to seize a moment and create something that helps others and makes life easier for people, it's really a beautiful thing. You know, now prior to that, for many years you had worked as a pharmaceutical sales rep. Tell us, if you can, Abby, in what ways this insight and, you know, the familiarity with the physician's office operations may have actually enabled your current business?
Well, I was just able to watch, you know. I mean, I knew as a mom, I knew my experiences, but as a pharmaceutical rep, you develop relationships with the whole office. That's what makes a good rep great. And so I have established these relationships with the lab techs, the nurses, of course the doctors, but mainly their supporting staff who actually deals one-on-one with urine samples. And so I was able just to ask their opinion and ask if that was something that they struggled with in their offices. And it was a resounding yes all across the board. That in fact, it sometimes makes their job more difficult, having to clean up after every single patient or having to send a patient back to the waiting room with a cup of water until they could actually urinate again to fill the cup. And it slowed down their day. So not only was there a huge supportive yes behind my idea, but it actually made me see that the value is so much bigger than just cleanliness. There's an actual value here to time management, efficiency in the offices. And the staff and lab techs having an easier and better day as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's key as well, is everybody having a better day all across the board. And what you've created and facilitated is extraordinary to help facilitate that. You noted the product you created solved a problem for women. Now, we heard there's another entrepreneur that you admire as well, Abby, who did the same for a woman's specific need. Tell us about a little bit more Sarah T. Blakely and her invention.
So, yes. So Sarah Blakely, she invented Spanx. And it is for women. What it started out, it was for women. And I just really resonated with her because she saw a need. Also, it was probably a little unspoken, and she got, you know, her hands dirty. She got in there and figured out how to make it better. And she didn't stop. She knew it was a problem, and she was determined to find a way to make it better, and she did. She's a woman in the industry, and I've had wonderful experiences across the board, but it is a little different. And I think in every single one of my meetings, I'm the only woman. And so when you're talking about a woman-specific problem in a room full of men, you have to really be able to communicate it in a way that's very easy to understand and even gain some empathy from your audience. And I think she was able to do that even with Spanx, even with just wanting to look better as a woman and feel better. I just really connected with her on that, and she has taken it all the way and been incredibly successful and does not apologize for any of it. And I think she's awesome. And so I look up to her a lot. I think she's done a fabulous job as a woman in the marketplace, and I root her on for sure.
That's wonderful. That's terrific. I just hearing the passion and the respect that you have for her, you know, it's palpable hearing it. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Does she know this? Does she know you feel this way?
I mean, I'm not going to tell a lie. I have tried to direct message her through Instagram, but I haven't gotten anything back. Maybe she'll hear this or someone will pass it along to her, but that's as far as I've gotten with her, but maybe one day.
Well, Sarah, if you're listening to Close Up Radio right now, you've got a fan in Abby.
That's right. Yes, so call me.
You launched your med paper business and solicited funds in the midst of one of the most incredible times in our history. I keep telling everybody, I think the only people that could have scripted what we've experienced the last almost 2 years here would be the movie George Lucas or Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone, maybe Steven Spielberg or Stephen King. So here you are developing all of this during the pandemic. What were some of the, first of all, kudos to you for doing that, having the stamina, the resilience, the fortitude to trudge through and to make the best of the situation. But what are some of those teachable moments and lessons that you learned, Abby, from the experience?
Well, I did. I secured investors in December of 2019 with a vision to launch quickly, right off the bat in the new year. And, of course, everything shut down by the end of February and March. And so being in the medical field with a device specific for the medical field, clearly no one wanted to talk to me. And it slowed down everything because we were at home. The whole world was. But I will say that after the fact, looking back, I did have to adjust and kind of reassess everything. And it wasn't overnight. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks where I think we were all just in shock when we were told to stay at home, and I couldn't do this business that I had just, had investors signed on to do, and I had big plans for it. And so I had to really readjust myself and my mindset and go, okay, I can either freak out and fall apart and everything's just going to, just fall apart, or I can take this time that I've been forced to slow down and really, really build my foundation and my branding and my website, my marketing, everything that's really actually truly important. And so I did that, and I just really focused on that. And I actually changed the device during the shutdown. I really started messing with it and really started actually using it in different small offices, because I did have established relationship with some doctor's offices and they were still open, so they were still allowing me to, try it in their offices. And I even changed the device to make it even better during the shutdown. So now that we're kind of coming out on the other end of it, I'm choosing to be grateful for that time, because it really did help establish a really great foundation. There's a lot of work that goes into it. The patent was, created and secured, and the trademarking and all of that important stuff happened. I do feel like now that we're taking off, it's going to go very fast. And so I'm thankful for that slowdown to have everything prepared for that launch, for that really fast takeoff. And so I'm just choosing to be grateful for it. Now, again, that did not happen overnight. That was like a 2-week adjustment period, and my husband can attest to that. But I did the best I could, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the key. Being grateful is really important, isn't it? Sometimes, we hear about it a lot, but not everybody realizes the importance of gratitude. You seem to be somebody who really gets it and then shares it with others. And you really, through the fact that you have created this company, there's that one component to the story. The other component is you are a source, like Sarah is to you, you are a source of inspiration for others. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's sort of the residual effect of having gone out there and really – took the bull by the horns and created something that you believe in that provides a service to others and helps others. You're living your life in service. When you have an opportunity to do that and inspire others with your story, you must really enjoy that.
Oh, I do. Yeah, it's awesome. And look, I know I haven't cured cancer over here, but I do know that I have really found a solution to a problem. And you know, I heard a story the other day of an older woman who was in the OBGYN office, and she has Parkinson's, and she's never been able to give a urine sample without the help of others, and she's a very private woman. So when this specific OBGYN handed her an EcoPee, and she said, Abby, her face just lit up. She was so happy that she could do it by herself, just the dignity, and she was able to do it and hand them, you know, a sample with enough urine in it. And she just said that was really cool to see that. I mean, yeah, it's you know, it's a problem, but for this lady, it was a little bit more than that. It was her dignity, and that's awesome. That was really cool to hear and to know that I helped that sweet lady in a little way, you know. So those stories, and they fuel me to keep going, even at the end of this pandemic, hopefully, that, you know, just keep going. There's lots of people that need it. And it is a solution to a problem. So I'm very, very happy to provide that to everybody and to get it out as fast as possible globally, actually, around the whole world.
Yes, that's a key. So what do you see as the future of the company and the things that you want to do?
So my focus right now is on EcoPee, getting this out. I have patents pending in the United States, Canada, Europe, UK, and I know that this is a problem worldwide, so I think every woman should have some dignity in the bathroom. I think every woman should not struggle with this. It's 2021. I don't think this is something we should be stressed out over anymore. So I am laser focused on every woman having this, you know, solution in their hands in every doctor's office and every hospital. I do have other ideas and looking to get my next idea patented. And so I really wish I could talk about it, but I can't because we're still at the beginning of the patenting process. It's a really great idea, so I can't tell you. But hopefully, you know, down the road we can talk about my second product. It will also be made with paper. So, you know, wanting to have sustainable resources, things that are needed in the hospitals, I want to put those in the hands of people.
Yes, right. Yeah. And that's the key. That is really the key to be able to do that. And I think that's really great. It's about getting it out there. You know, the product is really incredible, these products that you've designed. As I mentioned as well, and you mentioned, you're aiming to really broaden the consumer markets for the EcoPee funnel, and to get it into those drug stores, even more of them, and those big box stores. I would imagine that's a big process to do that. It's, you know, easier said than done.
Yes, it is. It is a process, but I do think I do think it should be available to everyone. I do have that on my radar. I would like to see these in every pharmacy. Any store that has a pharmacy, I believe you should be in there. There's just too many people, especially nowadays, doing testing at home. You shouldn't struggle at home either. And so you can order some off of the website of ecopee.health, but I also want them in all stores. Just so, like I said, nobody should have this struggle anymore, not this day and age. And especially after the pandemic, I feel like cleanliness is top of mind. And so I'm going to use that in my favor and really talking about EcoPee and how clean it is. And so that is a goal of mine, not only to be distributed to hospitals and doctor's offices through distributors, but to also be readily available for everyone who walks into a pharmacy.
Absolutely right. Yes. What would you say to somebody who's listening to the show who, you know, is thinking about starting their own thing? lot of people have been doing that this time of year, especially with everything that's been going on. A lot of people have been saying, you know what, I want to create something. I want to create something that, you know, that I enjoy doing, that really, you know, it's just something that speaks to me. A lot of people have been, with this great pause that we've had, taking advantage of the time to do that. What would you say to somebody who's sort of like really wants to do it, but they're nervous, they're afraid of taking the plunge, afraid of like, you know, creating something and how it seems daunting to them? Somebody who's done it like you have, probably have some wonderful advice for them.
You know what? It is scary. It is very scary, especially, you know, walking away from security, you know, and trying something new. I would say the biggest piece of advice is we all have weaknesses, and I think our strength is knowing our weakness. And so when I started this business, I knew I could talk about it. I knew I had an expert level of pretty high just because I have been studying it and researching it. But there were some places, like, for instance, legal. I mean, there is so much legal work that goes into creating a product and a business. And so I immediately found an attorney to help me. And it's actually my brother, who is an incredible attorney.
Yeah.
But I trust him, too. You know, there has to be a lot of trust starting off. And so he is now, you know, ahead of my entire legal department. There's many attorneys now, but he supports me and encourages me, but also looks out for me on that legal part. I hired someone to do accounting. And so all these places where I wasn't very comfortable and kind of the fear and anxiety was creeping up of, oh, my gosh, I don't know how to do that. I got people to do that. And people close to me and that, I trusted and that would protect me and the company and this idea and support it and run with it. Because there were days where I was doubtful and nervous. And just the team I have built around me, they continue to push. They continue to encourage. I have incredible investors. I have an incredible team. And so I would say it is daunting. I mean, you have to be realistic. It is scary. It is daunting. If you provide a good team around you, they will carry you when you're in those moments of doubt. And I think that's been incredibly important for me this whole journey, especially going through a pandemic. They really lifted me up the whole time, and we got through it. So that would be my main piece of advice. And just, you know, it's an ebb and flow. There's lots of highs and there's some lows, and you just have to remember the highs to get through the lows. I know that seems, you know, you hear that a lot, but it is actually true. You just have to keep focusing on the next high to get through that. And inevitably it happens. And so I think if you're listening, I think that would be two things that I would take to heart that helped me.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's the key. That's what it's all about. It's really fantastic. Tell us about your website. And I know that's something that you're very proud of as well, and it's a great resource for people that are listening that are maybe interested in the products that we're talking about today.
Yeah. So, yes, my website, again, was developed during the shutdown, so we had a lot of time to do it and focus on it. It's just first of all, when you open it, there's a video of what is this and why has this been created, and then there's a video of how it works because it is first to market for the most part, and people don't understand how it works. It's very easy, but there's a video that shows just me walking through it. There are little sample kits you can get. A lot of pregnant women get them. It's $20 for 10 EcoPees, and those 10 EcoPees will get you through your pregnancy. Even if you're gestational, you can get, you know, there's extra ones for that to get you through your entire pregnancy of urine samples. Every time you go to the doctor, you can just take it with you. And so you can do that if you're a doctor's office listening. You can order larger quantities just straight from the website, and we ship them right to you. It includes a dispenser. So you can just put it in the bathroom, and then, you know, your patients can just pull one as they need it and use it and throw it away. So everything is just very user-friendly, and easy for anyone to get EcoPeace. Like I said, I'm passionate. Every woman should have one. And so we made it absolutely easy for every person to order some on the website.
Why do you love this? Why do you love what you're doing? I know, again, it's a sense of service to those who have been, you know, in need of these products. But what is it about this particular project that really speaks to your heart? Obviously, you know, it's in your DNA to want to do things that are of service to others. And I think it's a beautiful thing. It's an extension of who you are as a person. Where do you think that comes from, and why do you love this?
You know what? I never knew I was an entrepreneur until I started this, and it scared me. But I have loved it. I have loved the journey. I have loved really understanding all the different people it serves. I have found a different side of me. I'll say that. I have found a different side of me. I worked, like you said, in the pharmaceutical world. I was in sales, and I believed in every medicine I was behind. But to be behind something that actually popped in my head one day and it came to life, and I now get to talk about that and you know, quote, sell that, it's honestly surreal, you know. And doing it, I did start this out as a single mom, developing it and making it. And I'm just proud of myself for sticking with it and doing it and finding this different side of me that was in me and just nurturing it and watching it grow. And I hope that people can see that and see my heart. And I really do love that. What I'm doing is helping other people. I've seen it help kids and obese people and disabled people. It's been in rehab centers, and I'm just watching this idea that was once in my head go to all these different facilities and be in all these different places. And it's humbling and it's exciting, and I'm just really proud of it.
Isn't it fantastic when that you have an opportunity to really live your bliss like this? It's really, really a beautiful thing. Abby, congratulations on everything that you're doing. And again,
thank you.
And kudos to you. And I'm sure this is just the beginning of incredible things that are coming down your way. And, you know, again, stamina, resilience, believing in yourself, believing in what you have to offer. It's a beautiful thing, and I encourage folks to go to the website to learn more, www.medpaper.us, MedUS, and we really had a good time, and I learned a lot.
Thank you. Good.
I certainly have learned a lot as well, and that's what it is. The key is to continue to learn, grow, and share it with the world, and we love to do that.
That's
here
right.
On Close Up Radio. You keep well, and hopefully we'll get a chance to welcome you back, maybe hear success stories, case studies, things of that nature as well. But this was truly a pleasure to have you with us, Abby, and we wish you a lot of continued success in all you're doing.
Okay, thank you all so much for having me, and I look forward to speaking soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again for being with us and sharing your story with us as well, and the story of MedPaper and EcoPee. Want to learn more? Go to medpaper.us. We thank Abby Jones for joining us, and we thank you for joining us as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us, and have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.